Right now, we have the honor of talking to Dr. Judy Bentz, longtime head over at University of West Florida, and now kind of overseeing shepherding the 200th anniversary of the founding of Escambia County Project. Judy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. It's my pleasure.
It's so great. Can I just let me start with this? This has been such a great project, not just the having of the commemoration of the 200th anniversary, but all of the work that you and your team did, writing these articles, educating the public, putting it all together, myriad hands involved in this process. So I just want to take a minute and thank you and by extension all of them for what you've done to educate us and bring alive the history of Escambia County.
Well, thank you, Andrew. And that was our main purpose, was to educate the public about what is the territorial bicentennial, what was Pensacola like, 200 years ago. I mean, not many people knew or remembered from high school or college that Florida was a territory. And the transition from being a Spanish colony to a United States territory was really significant. And I always had thought that the media is sort of the textbook for the public. And so between the print media, radio, television, magazines, and signs, we have really strived to do that. And I think now most people understand in Pensacola and in West Florida what happened 200 years ago and why it's important.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that, and I agree with your assessment. You know, I taught for a long time, and then working in the media now, I think, like, well, that's what I do now, too. I just don't do it in a classroom. I do it on a radio over airways. Just a little bit different context, a little bit different subject matter, same job.
Mm-hmm. Well, long ago, I figured out what really the real people read, which is the newspaper and magazines, for the most part. What do they listen to? They listen to the radio. What do they watch? They watch the television. And you wrap all that up, And archaeology and history is very interesting to the public. They just don't have time in their lives to research it.
Yeah.
And so bringing it to them through the media is something that has really served the community as well as the academic community of historians and archaeologists well. I mean, it's all of our history. We don't have a lock on it. It really, and connecting our modern community to our historic roots is really important, because in our culture, people really focus on the present and the future and kind of forget about the past in a way. And so reminding them of it, people will say, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what happened then?
Yeah.
And we know. So share it. And you are part of it, Andrew. I mean, we wrote, I think it's 27 different articles for the News Journal, and you have focused steadily on each one, sharing it with the radio audience.
Well, it's been my pleasure. It really has. And I'll tell you, I think I was thinking back, what do I remember? Because I know your article for this week was not more of a, it wasn't a historical explanation like the other ones have been. It was more of a recap of where we have and what lingers. I just tell you, the thing that stuck out to me is, in so many ways, how similar we were 200 years ago, dealing with problems like, public behavior and, just and diseases and just, it's like, I mean, 200 years is a lot to change and also a lot not to change.
That's right. You know, we think that we're special, that we have unique problems, and really the real answer is we don't. The problems we struggle with in American society are the same ones we struggled with in 1821 and even as far back as 1698. But it was different in the colonial period, having a king and a military presence here to enforce the king's policies, as opposed to being in a democracy. And that huge transition has brought us to where we are today.
Absolutely. So last thoughts. This is our last interview in this entire series, and I just wanted to give you the final word. I got about a minute left, but what do you want to leave people with? What do you want to instruct them to do? You have the floor, Dr. Bentz.
Well, thank you, Andrew. And what I want to do is first make sure that folks know that it is not over. There are more events and information to come, that there's a terrific amount of information that that is on public media and the internet. It's really easy to find. And that there are more lectures coming up. Check the radio and TV stations for offerings. And also at the Foo Foo Festival There's going to be the multimedia show on the sampler project, where hundreds of Pensacolians have sent in their selfies and to represent one of the people that were here in 1821. And I want to say that I just took the tour of St. Michael's Cemetery, of the people who are there today that's still with us that were part of 1821. And as soon as the weather cools off a little bit, it's nice to do in person, or you can do it online. It's just a marvelous tour with little bios of the people who are still here in St. Michael's Cemetery. So it's not over. Don't forget what you learned, and look for more for different aspects of our history to come up in the near future.
Wow, that's fantastic. Again, Dr. Judy Bentz, formerly the president of University of West Florida, now overseeing the 200th anniversary celebration and historical investigation committee. I don't forget your exact title, but that's the rough of it. And again, shepherding this process and really corralling all of the academics who are a part of this and helping us get the radio interviews on the air. I really appreciate that side of things. And Dr. Bentz, I appreciate your continued contribution to historical education here in Escambia County in Pensacola. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet, Andrew, and thank you so much for sharing it with your audience.